fathers can either be overbearing, domineering, aggressive, harsh, maybe even cruel, unkind in their parenthood, ruling with an iron fist. But the other extreme is that parents, fathers can be totally off the scene with their discipline and their training of children. Lackadaisical, leaving it to mothers, maybe even giving up altogether and leaving just because it's too hard. Fathers, we have a responsibility to hold that middle ground, to fulfill our responsibilities, to bring our children up in the training and instruction of the Lord, not to antagonize them, not to provoke them to anger, not to get them exasperated, but to deal with them as Jesus deals with his church, to deal with them as God deals with us, gently, with patience, perseverance, faithfulness, self-control, love, joy. But of course, none of us can do that, can we? We fail time and time again, whether we're a father or a mother. And we need the filling of the Holy Spirit, which is why we started with that prayer this morning. As Paul prayed, that we might be filled with the power of God. And that's what we need to rely on day by day. We can't parent in the way that God wants us to parent in our own abilities. We can't just follow the parental models of the world, the latest psychology. We have to follow God's word. Therefore, you and I as parents need to listen to God's word. We need to be absorbing God's word. We need to be living out God's word by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we'll go on to see next week, in 2 weeks' time, we need to put on the armor of God. We need to dress ourselves ready for action. And we need to know the love of God, that love that is so high and so deep and so wide. And as we grow in the love of God, so God bears that fruit within us, the fruit of love, that we might parent our children ultimately in love. So we need gentleness, tenderness as we bring them up. We need to bring them up, says Paul, in the training and instruction of the Lord. That word training in the original Greek carries the meaning of discipline. So Proverbs 19 verse 18 has the same word. Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Training involves discipline, doesn't it? If you're like Nikki training to do a marathon, you need discipline. And children need those boundaries, don't they? Let's have none of this, oh, let a child find its own way. We mustn't dictate to them. We must let them find their own path in life. No, children need discipline. They need focus. They need to be pointed in the right way. Proverbs 15:32, he who ignores discipline despises himself. Don't listen to your parents. Don't listen to God's word. You know what? You're despising yourself. You're doing yourself no favors. But whoever heeds correction gains understanding. Show yourself wise by listening to parents. Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. That's right, isn't it? Go to the gym, be disciplined in your jogging or cycling or whatever it is. Colin took me cycling. Did 12 miles, and at the end he made me get up out of my saddle and cycle, and the pain in my legs. I said, I want to sit down. He said, no, keep going. But he said to me, you do that 3 times and you won't feel the pain so much. You know, you have to go through the pain threshold, don't you, to succeed, to go on, to improve, to strengthen. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Do we want our children to grow up as righteous young people, living a life of peace? Well, they need to be put through the pain. And children need to be willing to go through the pain. And that famous verse, Proverbs 22:6, train a child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that is a promise of Scripture, but obviously it's not 100% success rate, is it? And if your child, maybe you've got older children here this morning, and they've not gone the way that you so desired, well, there could be two reasons, couldn't there? Either you've not trained your child in the way they should have gone, you've not taught them God's word, you've not been a godly example to them, or you have, but they've got free will, they've gone their own way. We mustn't blame ourselves 100% for our children's desire to go off in their own directions, but also, parents, we can't avoid that we have the responsibility. Train a child, discipline a child, and teach a child. Instruct them, bring them up in the instruction of the Lord. Turn with me, will you, to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So here we have God's Old Testament people, the Jews, and God has given them the law. His instructions, his commandments, and we'll read from verse 1. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you and to observe in the land that you're going, that you're crossing the Jordan to possess. Why is that? So that you and your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Fits very much, doesn't it, with what Paul has reminded the Ephesians. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your heads and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. See what Moses is saying? Teach your children. Impress them, in fact, upon your children. You know, often we show our children what we most value, what we think is most important, by the things that we give our time to. Strikes me sometimes that I'm more concerned about my children cleaning their teeth every day than I am about teaching them God's word every day. What kind of message does that give to my children, that I think their teeth are of greater value than their souls? And that I give them physical food every day and make sure they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and yet I fail to dish them up a spiritual food at the end of the day. Or that I'm more concerned about them learning to swim, or learning to ride a bike, or learning to play football, than I am about them learning the word of God. I'm telling my children what I value, what I think is important in life. Are we any different as Christian parents to the parents next door? in the way that we bring up our children. What is most important in life? Impress them on your children. And how are we to do that? Are we to sit down children and give them a 30-minute lecture every day? No. Formal teaching is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But we're not indoctrinating children. We're bringing them up. We're raising them. We're nurturing them. We're doing like we do in the garden. The training and instruction is like when you place a plant in the ground, and the training, the discipline, is like you putting up an arbor or a trellis. It's the structure in which the children will follow and grow up, those boundaries, those securities, those things that they will hold on to as they go through life. But a plant also needs feeding, doesn't it? It needs nourishment. It needs food. If we want our children to grow up as healthy and strong, to know the Lord for themselves, they need to be taught the Lord. And they need to be shown that on a day-by-day, natural basis. And so he says, when you walk along the road, when you get up, when you sit down, allow it to be part of your everyday natural conversation so that your children see. And folks, if you haven't got children here today, you can be praying for those who do have children. It is a tough job. Maybe you've been a parent and your children have grown up. Maybe you've got nieces, nephews, grandchildren. You can have a part to play. But we can also pray for parents and children, that our lives would show Jesus. And when things pop up in conversation, we talk about it. When we see something on the TV we know is wrong, or maybe something that's very positive, we talk about it and how it interacts with Scripture and what God wants us to know and to do. Have a look at verse 20 of chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Here's an example. In the future, when your son asks you, "What is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord your God has commanded you?" tell him, "We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt," etc. You see, when your son asks you, when the child comes up with that question, make sure we've got time to teach them God's word and to take them back and to say, "Let me show you. Let me tell you what God has done for us. He saved the Egyptians from slavery, but he's done something far greater. He sent his own son, the Lord Jesus, to save us from our sin. He wants you, child, to trust in the Lord Jesus with all your life. He wants you to give him all of your sin, all of your waywardness, all the things you've done and said wrong, and he wants to forgive you. He wants to wipe the slate clean. He wants to give you a new life, a fresh start. And he wants to put his spirit, his power in your life. And he wants you to grow up following the Lord Jesus, to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to be his friend forever. And one day when we die, to be with him eternally. Use the opportunities that you are given on a day-by-day basis. But also show your children what's important in life by the time that you give to certain things. By giving them that example that being in church is important. That I need to go to church and I need to be with God's people. I need to learn. I need to share. I need to be encouraged. I need to be part of God's family. Being committed to God's people and God's church. That is a daily example to our children as we bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Well, you might have questions. You might have something in particular in the past, or maybe something you're struggling with as a parent. What we're going to do now is we're going to sing a couple of songs. During that time, if you'd like to write a question, we're going to collect the questions at the end, and I'm going to call two experienced parents and grandparents to the front. And they're going to answer all my questions. So we're going to sing. A song, first of all, that speaks about the parenthood of God.